Let's see what's going on with sports today. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. Ben dropped a slot and Mountain View picked up a notch in this week's AP 5A football poll. After Friday night's games, Marist is number one in the 5A ranks, followed by Sherwood. Mountain View steps up to number three after their win at Summit. Lebanon comes in at number four. The Lava Bears at number five after last Friday's close loss to 6A Lincoln. Second five look like this: Corvallis, Ashland, Silverton, Wilsonville, and West Albany. It is Civil War week. Bend hosts Mountain View this Friday, and we'll have it for you right here on KBND. 6:45 pregame and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Well, the Fall Classic starts today. Unfamiliar foes square off as the St. Louis Cardinals battle the Texas Rangers in the 107th edition of the World Series. Cardinals host the Rangers in Game 1 tonight at Busch Stadium. Rangers first baseman Michael Young says it will be an interesting matchup.
It's usually what the World Series is all about. I mean, interleague play kind of interrupts that a little bit nowadays, but we haven't played the Cardinals in years. So obviously there's not a lot of familiarity as far as being on the field at the same time. But we both played well to get here, so it should be a fun series.
St. Louis defeated Milwaukee in six games to capture its 18th National League pennant. Texas took out Detroit in six to win its second straight American League crown. Chris Carpenter will go against C.J. Wilson in Game 1. A public memorial for IndyCar driver Dan Weldon is set for Sunday afternoon at Conseco Fieldhouse. The Izod IndyCar Series says in addition to this weekend's public service, they've set up the Dan Weldon Family Trust Fund. The 33-year-old driver was killed Sunday in a massive crash at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. That has sparked discussions of moving away from smaller ovals to more road courses, such as Portland International Raceway. And NBA labor talks went nearly 16 hours yesterday, finally ending well after 2 in the morning Eastern Time. George Cohen, who serves as director of the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service and was an early staple of NFL negotiations, met with both sides to try to work out a deal. The failure to reach a new collective bargaining agreement has already canceled 100 games. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
All right. So what's going on with my NBA, man?
Well, they're going to get this worked out sooner or later. I'm thinking later rather than sooner. The thing is, there's not a lot of public sentiment for the players this time around. Small rosters, every one of them extremely well paid. It's not like you're looking at the guard at the end of the bench who's only making, $500,000 a year like can happen in NFL football. These guys, every one of them makes over $1 million every year. And there's a perception that, you know, it's kind of a gang-driven league. Not everybody, but...
So we've got the great divide once again. Football is a rural, country, farm-bred sports, and basketball is an inner-city ghetto sport.
Yeah, and deserved or not, that is the perception among many people. And people just frankly don't care about the NBA the way they care about the NFL.